Matthew 18. In that hour the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens?" And Jesus, having called a little child to him, set it in their midst, and said, "Verily I say unto you, unless ye are converted and become as little children, you will not at all enter into the kingdom of the heavens. Whoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones who believe in me, it were profitable for him that a great millstone had been hanged upon his neck, and he be sunk in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses! For it must needs be that offenses come, yet woe to that man by whom the offense comes. And if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. It is good for thee to enter into life lame or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into eternal fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is good for thee to enter into life one-eyed, rather than having two eyes to be cast into the hell of fire. See that ye do not despise one of these little ones, for I say unto you that their angels in the heavens continually behold the face of my Father who is in the heavens. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What think ye? If a certain man shall have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does he not, leaving the 99 on the mountains, go and seek the one that has gone astray? And if it should come to pass that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more because of it than because of the 99 not gone astray. So it is not the will of your Father who is in the heavens that one of these little ones should perish. But if thy brother sin against thee, go, reprove him between thee and him alone. If he hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he do not hear thee, take with thee one or two besides, that every matter may stand upon the word of two witnesses or of three. But if he will not listen to them, tell it to the assembly. And if he also will not listen to the assembly, let him be to thee as one of the nations and a tax gatherer. Verily I say to you, whatsoever ye shall bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you that if two of you shall agree on the earth concerning any matter, whatsoever it may be that they shall ask, it shall come to them from my Father who is in the heavens. For where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Until 7 times?" Jesus says to him, "I say not to thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. For this cause the kingdom of the heavens has become like a king who would reckon with his bondmen. And having begun to reckon, one debtor of 10,000 talents was brought to him. But he, not having anything to pay, his lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and everything that he had, and that payment should be made. The bondman therefore, falling down, did him homage, saying, "Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And the lord of that bondman, being moved with compassion, loosed him, and forgave him the loan. But that bondman, having gone out, found one of his fellow bondmen, who owed him 100 denarii, and having seized him, he throttled him, saying, "Pay me if thou owest anything." His fellow bondman, therefore, having fallen down at his feet, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee." But he would not, but went away and cast him into prison until he should pay what was owing. But his fellow bondmen, having seen what had taken place, were greatly grieved, and went and recounted to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord, having called him to him, says to him, "Wicked bondman! I forgave thee all that debt because thou besoughtest me. Should not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow bondman, as I also had compassion on thee?" And his lord, being angry, delivered him to the tormentors till he paid all that was owing to him. Thus also my heavenly Father shall do to you, if you forgive not from your hearts every one his brother.